Okay, Yisro gives Moshe some advice. So, what advice could Yisro possibly offer Moshe? Yisro doesn't study Torah, Yisro doesn't have Nevuah, Yisro hasn't encountered Hashem in the way that Moshe has. So what advice would we expect Yisro to deliver Moshe? So on the surface, we'd expect him to give political advice, and that's what he does, how to establish a bureaucracy and a judicial system. But between the lines, we're reading that he's offering Moshe another bit of advice that's not automatically inherent in Torah, and therefore has to come from an outside source. Imagine Yisro as a metaphor. What can you not necessarily get from Torah, or certainly this early stage in Torah, but you need your father-in-law to teach you? So one is political systems, judicial systems. One is Derech Eretz. Sometimes people learn a lot of Torah, they don't know Derech Eretz. Now again, Derech Eretz, sometimes people confuse with the word Midos. I keep saying Derech Eretz is not Midos. Midos are moral. Derech Eretz is human convention. How do you take moral behavior and then translate them to what human beings behave? Now normally, we believe since human beings are moral, then their behavior in public conventions, will probably be moral. But it's not giving up your seat. Okay, it's not really moral. It's just letting someone walk before you through a door. It's not like a great act of morality. It's just kindness, recognizing the other people, living with other people, respecting other people. So at one point, Yisro tells Moshe, "Vayeshev Moshe lishbot esam min haboker ad ha'arif vayemod amal Moshe." And Yisro says, "Why are you standing there all day and all night?" And the literal meaning is, you're going to get burnt out because you're spending too much time. "Madu ata yoshev levadecha," he says, "Why are you sitting alone?" Yisro is saying, it's just not right. Everyone's standing there all day. And you're sitting in your seat, relaxed. Everyone's coming. Again, Moshe was the one who had to be there all day. They had to be there for an hour in line, so it's easy for them to stand. But Yisro says, it just doesn't look right. It doesn't look right that you're sitting in your seat and they're all standing in front of you. Rashi says, "Madu ata yoshev levadecha v'kulam nitzadin." That's just Derech Eretz. So like, how to apply this to life? I don't know, when you're sitting down and someone comes to say hello to you. Again, it could be that if you're not feeling well, it could be that if it's during davening. But in most cases, when someone comes to talk to you and you're sitting in the basement, which is different obviously because people are coming over all the time. But in general, when you're sitting down and someone's coming to talk to you, to say something to you, it's only respectful, it's only the right way to stand up for that person, especially if you're a younger person and that's an older person. So either the Derech Eretz in the literal sense that Yisro told Moshe, or try to extrapolate what other situations in life are like this structurally, where you should show respect to someone rather than just metaphorically sitting while that person speaks to you. What other areas in life? Another thing that Yisro tells Moshe, he tells Moshe, here's my advice, Yatzecha v'hi Elokim imach. Why is he saying v'hi Elokim imach? Yisro's giving the advice. So there's another Rashi later on, at the end when Yisro finishes his whole song and dance. He says, "V'tzivcha Elokim v'achal tamor," Hashem will help you out. Then he says, "Without siyata d'shmaya, none of my advice will be worthwhile, so you have to hope that Hashem agrees." So right in the end of the parasha, Yisro is telling Moshe, whatever I tell you won't be successful unless Hashem agrees. But why early is he saying, "V'tzivcha yatzecha v'hi Elokim imach"? I'll give you some advice, and Hashem should be with you. So listen to what Rashi says. Amar lo, Yisro tells Moshe, "Tzei himalech b'gvura." Go ask Hashem what he thinks. This is not Yisro saying that Hashem has to sign on. That he says in the end. This is Yisro in the beginning, offering the first advice. He says, ask Hashem. Whenever you give advice to someone, don't assume that you're the sole source of information, the sole source of wisdom, the Delphic Oracle, you know it all. Very often when I give advice to people, especially if you don't know everything and all the details, defer to other people and say, you know what, this is what I feel. But try to ask someone else as well. Try to find another. I'll always tell people, try to find another adult. Try to find someone else who may know. Don't give the advice as if, because then advice can be very exploitative, right? I'm in a position of authority. You come and ask me my advice. This is what you have to do. I feel like I want to share my wisdom with you, but I also want other voices to be part of the conversation. So go ask other people, especially if it's something that I was talking to my children the other Shabbos in the kitchen. We were talking about advice for professions and future advice. I said, you know what happens when boys ask me for advice for professional advice? I say, not only am I not going to give you advice, but this is the only advice I'm going to give you. Don't ask advice of anyone over 40. Because the professional market has changed so dramatically that what was true in 1980, 1990, 2000 is totally, totally irrelevant. So I'm going to spat off about what profession you should choose based on the professional. It's like saying, oh, this is what it was like in 1880. In 1880, maybe you should become a railroad engineer because they were very wealthy in 1880 because the railroads. You also go join the subway system. It's foolish. So you always, when you give advice, you want to protect people against your bias. You want to protect people against your ignorance. You know, it's what kills me with people. When I go to yeshivas and I visit high schools and people mouth off about the yeshiva, they haven't ever been in the yeshiva. They never stepped foot in Israel. And they, a little bit of intellectual honesty, a little bit of anivas. So when you give advice to people, it's important to let them know, this is your advice, this is your wisdom, but there are other people you may want to speak to. In this case, the other person you should say is a Kaddish Baruch Hu. But this isn't a pious moment. Yisro says, by the way, without Siyat Nishmais, that's later, Rashi. This is an earlier Rashi, go ask someone else. This is my advice, but don't take my advice as the Bible. Hashem will give you the Bible. My advice is, this is what you should do. It's really a fascinating Rashi. One more quick Rashi. Anshe Emes, right? There's an old joke. I'll tell you an old joke. It's a little joke, my father's joke. So my father likes to tell good Parsha jokes. And Yisro tells Moshe, you need people of integrity, people that don't want money, that don't take bribes, that don't lie, that don't... And Moshe says, Yisro, where are you going to find people like this today? This is incredible. Types of people. So Yisro tells Moshe, don't worry, for money you can get anything these days. Money, you know. So you got to laugh. Anyway, so one of the conditions that Moshe was told was Anshe Emes. What is Anshe Emes? We think Anshe Emes means people of truth, honesty, people don't lie. You need those people. Russia's Anshe Emes is not truth. Elu bale haftacha. Shehem kidai lismoch al devrayim. Shalidei ken yu devrayim nishmayim. Not honest, but reliable. People that when they say something, they actually perform it. And therefore, you can rely on them. And since you can rely on them, their statements will carry more weight. Namely, what builds trust? Because trust is necessary. This is not just judges. This is leaders, councilmen, people who are going to set public policy. So in order for society to work, you have to trust your leaders, whoever's making decisions, if those are good decisions, and you're willing to buy into those decisions and follow those decisions. So how do you build trust in people? So the answer is, if you see that there's someone that's reliable and dependable, and when he or she says something, they perform it, of course, that's honesty, but it's more reliability. Honesty is, what's the time? It's 8:30, that'll be a lie. If it's 7:52, that'd be honest. That's just facts. But trust is, you're actually, can you be relied on to fulfill requests of you, to fulfill your word? Okay? The core of relationships is trust. And without trust, relationships have no chance. And the way that you build trust in relationships is by being reliable and never, ever breaking that trust and always doing what you say you're going to do and always being there. Especially, Yechiel, listen carefully, because you're going to need this one day. Especially being a father. The word for being a father is being reliable. Not checking out, not being there half the time and not being the other time. You should not need something from you. Well, I can't because I'm too busy. The ideal of that. I've never been a mother, so I imagine they're equally important, but there are other traits that mothers bring. But of a father, I can tell you for sure, being reliable, being trustworthy, being dependable, being an Anshe Emes. Then kids trust you, they feel secure and safe that you will take care of them, that their needs are important to you. So Hashem's telling, Yisro's telling Moshe, you know what you really need? You need people who are Baalei Haftacha, who when they say something, they fulfill. That's why you should learn to fulfill your word in life. Not just with children or relations, but in general. If you say you're going to do something, don't break your word. Have a good day, everyone. See you in 2 weeks. Oh, no. Got a big problem here.